Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've done it past the point of no return. It is hour three of our four-hour extravaganza that we do every single Saturday here on the Weekend Show. It is Bet for the Cycle live on the BetMGM Network. Rob Brown, Cody Decker, and a cast and crew of billions in the background making us look and sound fantastic. Of course, you can watch us live on Twitch. Yes, you can watch us live on YouTube. Yes, you're probably listening to us on one of the thousands of Odyssey stations all throughout the nation. And you know what? We're going to bring in our good friend. Sometimes he's a co-host on this show. Sometimes he's a saboteur. Sometimes he's a Trojan horse. And all the time, this man is just damn sexy. Let's bring in Jake Hassan. Jake, how you doing? College World Series is underway. Go ahead. You two can just blather on and on and on about the best playoffs in all the sports. I'll admit this, though. I'm watching because my Bruins, baby. Let's go.
Cody, I just want to start this. I'm so proud of you, buddy. I'm so proud of you. You've been tweeting about the College World Series. You admitted that you were wrong. I'm very, very proud of you. And it's, you're not just hopping in because the Bruins are in Omaha. I saw you tweet in the opening rounds that you were in and that you were in the Super Regionals. No. So please allow me to be the first to say I'm very, very proud of you, buddy. I'm very proud of you.
The moment UCLA's knocked out is the last inning and pitch I will watch in any of this.
Well, I'm going to piss you off then now because I like Murray State today.
You're an idiot, and I hate you.
Well, yes, in most things, I am an idiot. I will cop to that immediately.
This is a hostile work environment, and you're just coming on this show just to complain. No. Rob Brown, take it to this. Murray State didn't even know it was a school. Stop it.
The Fighting Ja Morants.
Can't even look at you.
The Racers, baby. Jake Hassan, you beautiful, beautiful man. It's good to see you back. Listen, you're not the first to tell Cody Decker you're proud of him for joining the parade of those of us who understand the absolute greatness that is college baseball's postseason. I was, but welcome to the party, my man. All right, let's talk about where we're at. We did a couple of games last night. I want to jump in on this one and get your thoughts. I tried to tell the people, Jake Hassan, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers are not a Cinderella story. This is not a team of plucky underdogs. This is a team of damn good players, some guys that have transferred in from big-time programs to be out there on Myrtle Beach. They've got a coach in Schnall who is willing to go nose-to-nose with Kevin O'Sullivan at Florida. I'm pretty sure we were this close to a cage match when that regional was wrapping up. These Chanticleers, 7-4 winners over Zona last night. I try to tell the people, that's a legitimate underdog bet to win the college baseball national championship, Jake Hassan. And guess what? So are the Murray State Racers.
Yeah, let's start with the Racers really fast because they're about to start against UCLA, the Fighting Cody Deckers, if you will. And we're here. We're in Omaha. There's eight teams left, and we're still pricing teams at 2-1 on the money line? That's what we're doing here? This Murray State team, over and over and over again, has proven that they are here to stay and that they could swing it and pitch it with the big boys, and that's why they're in Omaha. Not saying that we have to go rush and bet them to win it all at monster prices, but they just shouldn't be 2-1 against anybody on the money line. It's just wrong. Credit to UCLA for getting here. They're way better than I thought they were. But this isn't Arkansas. This isn't LSU. So I like Murray State. I think they can win today. I like them on the money line, especially at price. Talk about Coastal. This team just won a College World Series in the last decade. I don't know why everyone's pretending like this is some out of nowhere story. Coastal Carolina, every single year, is consistently in the tournament and they're in the dance. And more often than not, they're in a super and occasionally they're in Omaha as well. I think this is a very good team. This is a difference from what we've seen with Coastal Carolina, because usually they just pummel you to death, right? It's home runs, they score a bunch of runs, and they just put you in the dirt. This team can pitch, man. Their rotation is unbelievable, and they win in ways, too. Like yesterday, it was nip and tuck a lot throughout most of that game, and then finally they pull away at the end against Arizona, and they win by three. So credit to them for that, because they can win these close games, or they can just bludgeon you, or they win a close game 3-0. They'll just pitch you and constrict you and just cut off your air supply.
Jake Hassan actually said out loud, good for you, UCLA, as if they were some team that limped in here. They're 13th in the nation. They won 45 yes. games. UCLA's been to four Omahas in the last 15 years, one in 2013, won the Big Ten their first day in the damn league. Jake, are you high, drunk, or both?
None yet, unfortunately. It is. We got about, this segment goes for 10 more minutes. After that, we'll talk. But
thank God. Thank God.
Also, they didn't win the Big Ten. Oregon was also, you might want to check those standings, Cody. But yes, I know.
I did. They held the trophy over their heads literally 3 weeks ago.
Rock chill out mathematically, but yes, they have the trophy. Yes. And also congrats. You beat Washington and Michigan State. And it's not like the Big Ten.
So now it doesn't matter anymore. No, you're right. Now it doesn't matter. UCLA
is good.
We're getting here.
Rock Chulowski's awesome. He arguably should be the Golden Spikes winner. He's fantastic. Mm-hmm. He got snubbed in that finalist race for sure. I'm with you on that. UCLA, I'll say, I don't mean good for you to be negative about that. I was wrong about them. Hand up. I know in the gambling space, you're not supposed to say you're wrong. It's just supposed to be money bags and green check marks. I was wrong about UCLA. I bet against them in the regional. I bet against them in the super regional. I was wrong. I apologize to the Bruins.
San Antonio at UCLA. I can't even look at this, man. Rob Brown, you're going to have to handle this. I can't even look at this guy. It was the UCLA regional location.
I know. And that's what I'm saying. I was the idiot. I was wrong. In UCLA, they're on the right side of the bracket to get to the final. They're not on the LSU-Arkansas side. So they can get to the final game, and then anything can happen. As we know in baseball, that's what always happens. So I think UCLA has the chops, but I'm still betting Murray State because the price is insane. Today on the money line.
I don't hate it as a 2-1. And on top of that, I would point out that this is a bet on Murray State to win a game today in a double elimination tournament, not run to the NCAA championship finals on Sunday and Monday. We've also got another game going on tonight, Jake. We've got LSU and Arkansas, an all SEC matchup. I tried to sell you, listen, Arkansas, number 3 in the country, very good Arkansas team. I tried to sell you a couple of weeks ago that LSU is my pick, and they have the second shortest odds to win the Natty. I don't think it's crazy chalky, but their front-end pitching is incredible. They're hitting the baseball exceptionally well, and they're one of the fastest teams around the bases. They are able to leg singles into doubles, doubles into triples, and triples all the way around. This team fascinates me, what LSU is doing right now. On top of that, a team that's got a lot of history. They've been here time and time and time and time again. Not necessarily the boys on this roster, but that staff, the folks there, they understand how to put a championship team together. I'm going LSU today. It's going to be a minus money, or excuse me, it's going to be about even money pick, I think, against Arkansas, but I've also got a ticket on them at, I think, plus 280 to win the national championship. What are you making of the LSU Tigers?
Rob, we've talked about this. I love LSU. I love this team. I've loved them since day one. I bet them at 12-1 before the season even started because I thought that was an outrageous price, and I thought this is exactly where we'd be come June, that they would be either the favorite or one of the favorites, and lo and behold, that's exactly where we are. I'm sad, honestly, that Arkansas and LSU are on the same side of the bracket because I told the people, too, to bet Arkansas at 10-1 in the middle of the season, and our bread was way buttered, and now you just lose one of them here because they're on the same side of the bracket. So I cry and cry about that, but I'm with you. I think it's LSU. I think that they are the better team because also I like this Arkansas team, but when you come to push comes to shove here, Zach Root's great, but he's not. And Rob, I don't know if you've seen it. I haven't yet. If we have an announced starting pitcher for tonight for LSU, it's going to be Anthony Ianson or Cade Anderson. One of the two. They've both been absolutely nails all tournament long, all season long. They're both going to be top 10 picks in the draft in their respective drafts. And that's why I'm going with LSU. It's just the quality of the pitching, having two aces, and the bullpen's been great for LSU. And then the lineup is just stars. Like Jared Jones has had a quiet tournament, and he's a guy that was a Golden Spikes preseason finalist. And so once he shows up and joins Ethan Frey and Curiel in that lineup, and they have all of their guys working together in congruence, this team is going to be damn near impossible to stop. And I love how they've looked throughout the tournament. I'm going with LSU tonight, and I think they come out of that side of the bracket, and I do think they're going to end up winning the College World Series.
You know what I actually got to ask you about really quick here? Dude, what are your thoughts on the NCAA ruling? Because I could see baseball being a sport that could absolutely be affected by this in a truly negative way. Not that college baseball doesn't generate money, but it does not generate money the way basketball does, the way football does. Those are money-making sports, where baseball, you can make the argument that does make money, but in the grand scheme of it compared to basketball and football, practically breaks even in comparison. Where do you see this going for college baseball? Because as of right now, I'm having trouble seeing how this is a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Cody, either. I'm kind of with you. I lean more towards that it's going to be a negative, which sucks, honestly, because look at this College World Series where you have Louisville, you have Murray State, you have it's wacky. It's teams that we weren't expecting to be in Omaha. Obviously, you have your LSUs and your Arkansas and your Coastals, but in a sport where it can be so wide ranging and you could have small schools like Murray State have these runs, I feel like you're going to start to see that go away maybe. And it's like Murray State already tarps their own field, cuts their own grass. Like, and now, like, how are you supposed to sell me that teams like that are going to be able to continue to do this and make runs like this if you're hamstringing them even more? I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm sure we're going to get some kind of, you know, meet in the middle at some point because it seems like this is far from over. I'm sure it's not, but it's hard to see exactly how the chips are going to fall. I think we just kind of have to wait and see.
I had yesterday three different folks on my show, Jake Hassan, to talk about that. I had the Dean of the College of Business of the University of New England. I had Jay Paterno, Joe Paterno's kid. And I had Matt Hand, who runs Alta Sports Management, an NIL agency, right? That helps kids meet up with brands and get, and when I talked to them, I specifically asked all three of them, what does this do to the Olympic sports? And what does this do to the non-Olympic, but lower level sports like baseball? And all three of them said one thing, which is in basketball and in baseball, you are going to start seeing Cinderella teams become less and less frequent because his teams have to make up the decision of, A, are we going to do revenue sharing? And for the Power Four sports, you know where the money's coming from. It's basketball and it's football and it's nothing else. They are going to have to start contracting. As pro NIL as I am, as pro portal as I have been, I legitimately am afraid that college baseball is going to get to a part where only the big time power conferences are going to be able to support good, traditionally good baseball teams year after year, which is too bad because Murray State and the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers are proving right now why it is good that we have lower level teams that have the ability to show up in Omaha.
Yeah, and that's what makes some this so great. I mean, UTSA making their run, upending Texas, the number two overall team. You'll get it sometimes because that's just the nature of sports and parity as a rule. But I agree with you. I think that you're going to start to see it go away, and I hope that's not the case. I truly do.
By the way, right now we are in the first inning. There is one out. There is an 0-1 count currently for UCLA, number 15th in the nation, against Murray State. Seven pitches so far. I feel good how this is starting, Jake. Yet you're sitting here trying to tell me that Murray State is the second coming of Jesus. I'm not going to sit here and listen to it anymore. My Bruins are taking this 11-1 to take this entire tournament, my man.
I will say UCLA does have their arguably cleanest uniforms on too. These, I mean, they're grade A uniforms too. So I'm a little scared of that, but that's like, hey, that's fine. That's what Murray State's done the entire tournament, baby. You continue to underrate them and they just get it done. So this is far from over, Cody Decker. As you know, it's baseball. It's the first inning. We got a long way to go, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Long way to go indeed. His name is Jake Hassan. He is not my friend today. He is a bad person. You should definitely follow him, and you should definitely check out all his shows. He's an awful person, but he has a great show on 670 The Score, and you can check him out, of course, all the time right here on the BetMGM Network. Jake, even though I personally have no respect for you or like of you, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I can't wait to have you back on, my man.
I love you guys. Even though you don't respect me, just know you can never not respect me less than I respect myself. I love you, boys.
Fair. That is the handsomest man in this entire network. Make sure you check out Jake Hassan on everything he does, which, if case you don't know this about BetMGM, it's everything. So make sure you check out Jake Hassan wherever the living hell he currently is. And of course, we will keep you updated in this game. We got to parlay the parlay. We got to keep you updated. Javi Baez at the plate right now with an RBI situation. Not phenomenal for you and I. I thought he was coming out of the game, but we did get a parlay leg that absolutely fell, my man. We got a lot to discuss and not a whole lot of time to do it. It's Bet for the Cycle right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.